2 Chronicles, chapter 4. Moreover, he made an altar of bronze, 20 cubits its length, and 20 cubits its breadth, and 10 cubits its height. Also he made a molten sea of 10 cubits from brim to brim, round in shape, and 5 cubits its height, and a line of 30 cubits did measure its circumference. And under it was the likeness of oxen, which did circle it round about, 10 to a cubit, circling the sea round about. 2 rows of oxen were cast, when it was cast. It stood upon 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north, and 3 looking toward the west, and 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the east, and the sea was set upon them, and all their hind parts were inward. And the thickness of it was a hand breadth, and the brim of it like the work of the brim of a cup, like the flower of a lily, and it received and held 3,000 baths. He made also 10 lavers, and put 5 on the right hand, and 5 on the left, to wash in them, such things as they offered for the burnt offering they washed in them, but the sea was for the priests to wash in. And he made 10 lampstands of gold according to their design, and set them in the temple, 5 on the right hand, and 5 on the left. He made also 10 tables, and placed them in the temple, 5 on the right side, and 5 on the left. And he made 100 basins of gold. Furthermore, he made the court of the priests, and the great court, and doors for the court, and overlaid the doors of them with bronze. And he set the sea on the bright side of the east end, toward the south. And Horam made the pots, and the shovels, and the basins. And Horam finished the work that he was to make for King Solomon for the house of God. The 2 pillars, and the bowls, and the capitals which were on the top of the 2 pillars, and the 2 networks to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals which were on the top of the pillars. And 400 pomegranates on the 2 networks, 2 rows of pomegranates on each net, to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals which were upon the pillars. He made also stands, and lavers made he upon the stands, 1 sea, and 12 oxen under it. The pots also, and the shovels, and the forks, and all their articles, did Horam his father make for King Solomon for the house of the Lord of bright bronze. In the plain of Jordan did the king cast them, in the clay ground between Succoth and Zeredith. Thus Solomon made all these articles in great abundance, for the weight of the bronze could not be measured. And Solomon made all the articles that were for the house of God, the golden altar also, and the tables on which the showbread was set. Moreover, the lampstands with their lamps, that they should burn in the prescribed manner before the inner sanctuary, of pure gold. And the flowers, and the lamps, and the tongues, made he of gold, the purest gold. And the snuffers, and the basins, and the spoons, and the censers, of pure gold, and the entrance of the house, the inner doors for the most holy place, and the doors of the house of the temple, were of gold.